Timothy and Cubby were still stuck in the boat out in the middle of Cubby Bear Creek. Then Timothy heard a bark. Katie, Collie, and Dad stood on the shore. Katie held Timothy's cap in her mouth. Dad wore his raincoat and tall rubber boots.
Hang on, I'm coming.
Dad stomped through the water. He grabbed one end of the boat and pulled it to shore. Soon, Timothy and Cubby were in the back seat of Dad's truck, wrapped in a warm blanket. Katie Collie rode up front.
Timothy, how did you get out there in my boat?
Cubby and I were playing in the boat, and it slid into the water. I'm sorry, Dad.
Timothy, you know better than to play by the creek.
Yeah, I do. I just wanted to see if my boat would float.
His boat! Oh, he had left it in the water.
It's good you have a friend like Katie Collie, Timothy. She barked to tell me that you were in danger. She also found your cap and your boat.
Really? Thanks, Katie.
Timothy reached over and patted Katie's head. Katie smiled and thumped her tail on the seat.
By the way, Timothy, you'll be playing inside for a while until you can follow the rules.
Yeah, I know.
The next day, Timothy and Dad sat under the old apple tree.
I was really scared out there, Dad. I'm so glad Cubby was with me.
Yes, it's good to have friends, but remember, the Lord Jesus is with you even when your friends aren't. When you trust Him as Savior, He promises to be with you always. You don't have to feel afraid.
Timothy leaned against Dad. He was thankful to be safe. He was thankful for his family and his friends. And most of all, he was thankful for his Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.